You might have noticed that. Next, we have coming up a group called Merriweather. On your program, you may have, they had Calliopean or something like that, and everybody's having trouble with their name, including us who are MCing, so they changed their name to Merriweather. That's a two-person group with Bill Payne on guitar and mandolin, and Peter Martin from Gainesville on hammered dulcimer. We want to give a special thanks to the Department of Natural Resources, Florida Park Service, for the wonderful cooperation in co-sponsoring the Florida Folk Festival. The center is a state park, and park manager Daryl Krause's staff has done an excellent job in maintaining and hosting this event, and we thank them all. If you see a couple of the rangers around, give them a big thanks for helping the Florida Borough of Folk Life sponsor this and put on this wonderful festival. Make sure you go by the tents that sell the programs that have a schedule of events of all the different performances at all the stages. There's a stage down the road here, Old Marble Stage. There's a stage right around the bend here in the Azalea area. It's a little small tent, a real small, intimate stage. Also, make sure you get over to the Folk Life Center, where they have festivals of three different ethnic groups. No, we want to welcome you. Let's welcome Merriweather, Bill Payne on guitar and mandolin, Peter Martin on hammered dulcimer, wooden flute. They are from Gainesville, Florida.
Sounds like we're here now. Thank you very much.
That's good.
We're glad to be here. And there was some confusion about the name change. We did change the name of our group because even we couldn't pronounce it. And we're going to start off with a tune that comes from France, actually. And Peter's going to be playing his brand new dulcimer, which is less than 2 weeks old. He just got from Jerry Reed Smith, the fine instrument maker from Black Mountain, North Carolina. As soon as he gets his hammers. So I suppose what I shall do while he's going to get his hammers is talk about one of the things that accompanies our name change. If you like what we're doing, we have a brand new recording. It's just been released. It is available at all the appropriate places here, the tent over here and the one at the marble stage, as well as the main information booth. It is Merriweather. It's called From Horizon to Horizon. And so most of the cuts that we'll be playing, most of the tunes we'll be playing today are from are on the tape, so if you like this sort of thing, please take a listen. And we'll probably make one more commercial before we're done here.
Did you tell them what the tune was?
Not yet.
This is a French tune called Le Rond des Murins, which is French for the Round of the Millerains. And if you know what a Millerain is, come tell me afterwards, because I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much.
I see my East High School, mm-hmm. or East Elementary School contingent out there. Hi, guys. Thanks.
What's next? The next tune is a tune that Peter wrote. It's called Nellie's Ford. I'll let him tell you why.
This is a tune that I wrote while in the presence of my friend Patrick Olwell, who makes flutes up in Nellie's Ford, Virginia. And I made it while I was helping him sell flutes at a crafts fair, and thought about naming it directly after him, like something like Planxty Olwell or something, but decided that that wasn't quite it either. So I named it after his town, which is Nellie's Ford, Virginia. So I just call it Nellie's Ford. Thank you very much. Thanks. Well, we're going to play another tune with the flute and the guitar. This is a medley of tunes. One of them is based on an American old-time tune called Benton's Dream, and the other one was written by Pete Sutherland, who lives in Vermont now. And the first one is Old Man Winter, and it'll be followed by Benton's Jig, kind of a reworking of the old hoedown there. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This next tune is, as Peter likes to say, one of the few tunes that we know of that was actually written for this instrument here, this hammered dulcimer. And it comes from Malcolm Dalglish up in Bloomington, Indiana, and it's called The New Waltz. Thank you. Can I borrow a guitar from someone real quickly, please, as I just broke